You're rocking with the voice of Town View. We put our spin on trending topics and school news. Thought-provoking, insightful, we speak the truth. We do it for all ages, not just for the youth. Listen close, you might learn something. Or laugh so hard, you split your side of something. Live stream a podcast. Whenever you tune in, it's sure to be a blast. Let's be honest, you don't want to miss that. Content so real, you're going to want to run it back. We keep you entertained while making an impact. Want forum and announcements? Well, this is not that. Sports, pop, culture, political. Whatever you like, we got you covered, bro. It's a movement more than just a show. It's KSBM Radio.
I'm closer to the music.
Broadcasting live from Marvin E. Robinson School of Business and Management, Dallas, Texas.
My radio station.
We are KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview.
Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of The Locker Room. I'm JoJo, and I'm here with
AD.
Now, I know it's been a little minute, but we're back now. Don't worry. Y'all's favorite KSBM show is back, and we're better than ever.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so there's been a lot going on recently. Most noteworthy, probably free agency in the NFL. So let's go ahead and get straight into it. I guess let's start how we always do with my dear Cowboys, who they've been a little quiet, to say the least.
A little silent, we'll say. A little silent.
Yeah, but I mean, we're more of a draft and build up your players like from scratch kind of. Well, I guess not scratch, but not scratch. You know what I mean. We build them into the system, and I think that's why we've never really made any crazy trades before. And
that's notable. First round pick y'all had was CeeDee Lamb.
Hey man, we got Micah, we got CeeDee, we got our stars. Oh, and
Micah,
right?
Parsons.
Bro. Yeah, we got our stars, and
those
are the cornerstones. Those are cornerstones of the team, and I think that's more the system we have, and that's kind of why we don't really make big trades. Or it could be another reason. I could be blabbing.
I mean, if the system was working, y'all would be past the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. I can't even argue right now because we just got done getting whooped by the Packers. So, and we
just like old times.
That was oh my god, and that was just like a complete system failure, like the players, the coaching. We got completely washed in that
game. Tell you what, history repeats itself, because then the week later they imploded in front of the 49ers. So
literally
history repeats
it's the
itself,
same
man.
Thing over and over. And I remember we were talking about that game, I think the week before it happened, they're like when the playoffs were set, and I was saying, oh, I'm not really worried about the Packers. They've just been looking all right. And then you said, what did you say? You said something along the lines of, watch Jordan Love turn into prime Aaron Rodgers in the middle of the game out of nowhere. And that's exactly what he did.
I just forgot I said that. He went 25 for 30 and threw 3 touchdowns and 200 and something yards, man. I forgot. 250 something yards. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then Aaron Jones, he was cooking us. I think he had like 150, I want to say, yards rushing. He had over 100. He had like, didn't he end the season with like a 7-game streak of 100 plus yards each game?
He was going pretty hard into the late. He was showed up a little later in the season. It was pretty good.
I guess that kind of brings us to our main topic, free agency, which the Packers did him dirty. I won't even lie. They cut him and signed Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is better, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, but if
I mean, he didn't have the best year, but this is a man who like led the league in rushing yards at one point, had 2,000 yards from scrimmage, had 15 to, no, I think he had almost 20 touchdowns 1 year, actually.
Yeah, he got it like that, basically. But I don't know, I feel like that's kind of what I've been hearing recently, is like, when are players going to be shown a little bit of loyalty by the company? Because at the end of the day, it's a business, but when these players are putting their teams on their backs, it's like, and then they get done dirty like that. I guess Aaron Jones didn't put it on his back completely, but he was definitely a big reason for their success, because they needed him, basically.
I think it's also how the running back market has shifted, as we saw in this free agency, how the running back market has completely shifted to getting the best use out of that player for that time being, and not really looking for anything long term.
Yeah, I feel like the half the basically all the stars were up for grabs this offseason. Derrick Henry went to the Ravens, which is diabolical. Who else? Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler. Who am I missing? Tony Pollard. Basically,
got it. 90%.
Saquon also going. Oh my god, going to the Eagles, which is, as a Cowboys fan, you do not love to see. But I mean, let's see if the Eagles. I mean, yeah, if the Eagles can even pick up the pieces of what they left after last season, because they completely crumbled right alongside us. So.
Oh, yeah.
NFC East is in shambles. Except the Commanders picked up like half our roster. They signed like half the NFL apparently, because they signed who did they sign? They signed Biotish. They signed
Biotish, Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner.
They traded Sam Howell, and they have from their trade. They have a top four. I forget what trade it is, but mm-hmm. they have a top three pick actually. Top three or top five or top three pick, and they're gonna be able to pick one of the top quarterbacks in this draft. Not Caleb Williams, but you know, there's Drake May, who's really good. There's Jaden Daniels, who's a Heisman Trophy winner. There's J.J. McCarthy, who I really don't think is that great, but you know, pick your own. You know,
I mean, they're gonna have somebody solid to build their new franchise around.
Yeah, definitely.
They signed Zach Ertz, right? Zach Ertz, solid. Receiving option for them. They're looking pretty solid all around, which I don't know. I feel like we're not even the Cowboys. They fell apart, and the Giants are the Giants. So it's really just between the Eagles and the Commanders from the looks of things. But then again, there's always, like, I think a few seasons ago, kind of the same thing happened with the Raiders, where they were signing a bunch of big names. Maybe not big names, but they were making a bunch of moves, and then they didn't do anything. So it might be the same situation. But, I mean, I honestly don't think so, because who's their head coach right now? Rob Rivera?
The Raiders?
Or No, the Commanders.
Oh, the Commanders? Nah, they fired Ron Rivera. I forgot who it is now.
Yeah, but, I mean, as long as they get a good head coach in there, he has a lot to work with. Mm-hmm. So, definitely. I mean.
Got some pieces.
That's going to be dangerous. And then the Eagles, let's see what they can do with what they left. Because they still have everybody. They've just added more people to their roster. They still have all their big names. And Jalen Hurts, all the receivers. So they did get rid of DeAndre Swift, but obviously they replaced him with Saquon. So they're not stressing about that, unlike us, who re-signed Dowdle as our starter.
I mean, there's still the draft, you know? Y'all have a first-round pick this year, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay, is it, like, at least in the teens?
Well, all we can hope for is another Micah Parsons situation where somebody falls in our lap. And
I mean, Micah Parsons didn't fall. Didn't y'all trade up?
Did we?
I'm, like, pretty sure y'all did. Y'all 100% trade.
Hopefully we can make a move like
that. Because I remember that draft, because y'all were supposed to draft Patrick Surtain.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Then Denver jumped y'all and took the Steelers pick and took Patrick Surtain.
Because we were hurting for corners that year.
So y'all jumped up and y'all took Micah Parsons. Y'all had traded. They traded up before y'all. Actually, y'all traded for the 10th pick already, and then they traded up to the 9th pick and just ended up sliding in the perfect situation, and they got Patrick Surtain. Who end up being really good.
I mean,
one of the top five.
We can't really complain either way, because
Micah Parsons is the best player at this position. Yeah, probably one of the best defensive players in this league.
It was a bit of a blessing in disguise, because then Diggs, he had his shining season with like however many receptions.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Stephon Gilmore, which I don't think we've re-signed, have we?
No, I don't think so.
He hasn't really signed with anybody else, so I guess that's to be determined, but. I mean, hopefully we'll have another Micah situation, but I don't think we're going to have
it. This ain't that kind of draft, man. Yeah. It's not deep like that in certain stuff. The stuff that y'all need linebackers. Y'all need, there's some D linemen, and there's a couple other people.
We need linebackers, because Van Rish, we just cut Van Rish, and then he retired.
I need linebackers more than y'all need running backs.
To be honest.
And y'all need some O-line.
He was kind of the cornerstone of the middle of the field, and now he's gone.
When he was healthy.
Yeah. And then who stepped up in his place? Because I know at the end of the season they were kind of trying to move Mike around to
it was go back to his linebacker. That kid from Texas, but I think he got hurt. He like tore his Achilles or ACL or something. And then there's another guy who was supposed to step up and play. I had no idea. Y'all were playing anybody out there at some point, man. It was just crazy. At one point, y'all had a great linebacker core, though. Y'all had Sean Lee.
Oh, my Lady God. Vander I miss Ash, Sean Lee, man. Don't even remind me about
Sean Lee. Jalen Smith. And Sean Lee. Lee couldn't stay healthy for 5 minutes.
I mean, he was a little old, wasn't he?
Nah, he wasn't old. He retired at 30. He could just never stay healthy. God. And then Jalen Smith tore his ACL.
Then he went before he even got to Seattle.
He tore his ACL in college when he was a top three pick. Got hurt, rehab, ended up having a couple of Pro Bowl years, and then just fell off. It was just that bad. And then Leighton Vander Esch turned into Sean Lee.
His neck. Bro, he was always wearing that neck thing, but it never seemed to help. He was always having neck complications. I'm like, does it work or not?
I think it's just for show, man.
Apparently, because it was not helping him.
It's where he's from. I think it's just for show.
Yeah. And then you saw that whole, like, essay he posted. I think the Cowboys posted. I
haven't gotten a chance to look, man.
I was not about to read all that, but salute to you, my boy. Because I'm not reading all that. I wouldn't even wrote if I was him, but I mean, yeah, he was. I loved Vander Esch. He just brought an energy to the team too.
Oh no, when he was on, man. I remember like when the whole wolf thing.
It was the
howl at the end of every time he would make a big play.
Yeah, that was his thing. All right, but let's get away from the Cowboys. We always end up doing this. What are some other big things? Russell Wilson and Justin Fields both signed with the Steelers. Not gonna lie. Russell Wilson got done dirty. Like, it wasn't his fault that the Broncos imploded the way they did.
The first year he was there, he played bad.
Yeah, that was on.
But that was a lot of stuff going on. And then he got in shape. He got a lot of things done to help him be better that season. And he played a pretty decent. He had like 29 touchdowns and 6 interceptions and like 3,000 plus yards. Like, it wasn't like he was playing horrible. And then it was so bad. And then he got dumped off, and the Broncos have just given up at this point because Jerry Jeudy's gone. They said they're gonna trade Cortland Sutton too. They're rebuilding that entire offense. I don't know what's gonna go on the defense. They got a couple big pieces on defense that they could get rid of, and there was some other stuff going on. And then with the Steelers, people assume that was a dumb deal. I don't necessarily think it was. I think it was, I'm signing Russell Wilson for this year. Let's see what he does. And then if he doesn't work out, we have Justin Fields. This may be the more or less what was going on.
Probably because you sign a veteran and then you sign a young kid who still has room to grow. So I feel like they're trying to see if like a we can win now kind of situation. And if not, they can fall back on Justin Fields. Because they did sign Patrick Queen also. I would have loved to see the Cowboys sign Patrick Queen. But he signed for, what was it, $41 million.
$41 million.
So the Cowboys are not paying that. Because we still got CeeDee to pay. We still got Micah got an extension coming up, right?
Micah got extended a long time.
Oh, no, I'm tripping. Never mind.
You got like $234 million, though.
We got a couple of signings that coming up. And who else? Justin Jefferson.
Dak he needs Prescott's to get re-signed. Prescott's deal is about to be up. CeeDee Lamb's deal is about to be up.
I feel like CeeDee's waiting for Justin Jefferson to re-sign to see what kind of value he can get out of his contract. And, I mean, he deserves it.
You mean CeeDee?
That's what I... No. CeeDee is waiting on Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Because I'd say they're among two of the brightest stars in the NFL, obviously, and especially at wide receiver. And now
as far as the wide receiver totem pole goes, there's a couple receivers I take.
I would say they're comparable. They're comparable.
I'd take Justin Jefferson. I'll take Stephon Diggs. I'll take A.J. Brown.
Jamar Chase debatable.
A.J.
Brown debatable.
Jamar Chase is not debatable.
I don't know.
A.J. Brown is debatable.
Maybe.
I'll take.
You really taking that many people over CeeDee?
It was. I got five people before I get CD. I know that for sure.
Maybe it's my Cowboy bias.
Another
is crazy.
I said Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. Stephon Diggs.
I'll give you Justin.
Jamar Chase for sure. And then Mike Evans can get in the mix. Mike Evans be going hard, bro. Mike Evans has had a 1,000-yard season every year he's been in the league. That's who I'm saying he's on the same. He's a little bit above Mike Evans is what I'm saying.
A little bit above Mike Evans.
He's slightly better than Mike Evans. He's younger. He's a little bit, you know. But him and Mike Evans have different play styles. CD's like 5'11", 6 foot something. Mike Evans is like
6'5". He's like 6'5", right? Like, yeah. He's a big boy, mm-hmm. but... I don't know. I feel like Mike Evans, he's a hit or miss because
I'm forgetting something.
He's either dropping like 200 on your head or he's getting like one catch for like 7 yards.
It's kind of the situation he was in. So who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody important. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks game winning shot real quick. Let's get a little basketball, a little NBA in here.
Yeah, a little NBA action.
Yeah.
When I first saw the clip, I was in a boot barn. I see the little, he just threw it up there. I was like, oh, we lost. Nah, that thing splashed. Kyrie's incredible.
On the Ramadan fast, too?
On an empty stomach. Nothing fueling him but just pure drive. That's crazy to me. Like, fasting when in the NBA, playing a whole game, and then when your team needs you to step up, you hit the shot, and a really awkward shot, too, but that's crazy. And him and Luka have been going crazy, but Luka just had an injury recently, correct? It wasn't nothing major.
Yeah, nothing major, but maybe something slight, you know. The Mavericks have had a pretty solid season, man. This is the best we've seen Kyrie play in him. Well, no, not the best we've seen him play. He's been playing like this. It's just we haven't seen this sort of consistency from Kyrie Irving in a little while. You know, he's playing at a different level right now that we haven't seen him always hit. And he's definitely had a phenomenal, phenomenal season.
Yeah, and the only thing that worries me about the Mavs is Luka. Not his play, obviously, but is he going to want to stay with us? Because right now he's in his prime, and yeah, he made it to the conference championship, but obviously a player of his caliber, he's going to want to leave soon if nothing changes. And I wouldn't blame him for it. Obviously, I want him to stay, but
I think we really lucked out because Luka just turned 26, 25. I think he's 26 or 27.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of players like LeBron, like who else? A bunch of big names, maybe Chris Bosh. I think I forgot when he left. But around the
Big Three got formed. Yeah.
Around the 6-7 year mark, they start to want a little bit more. They crave that championship. And they try to do it with the team that drafted them, but they're just not getting it done. So they
Luka doesn't seem like that type elsewhere. Though. I don't know. He doesn't seem the type to form a super squad and just dominate the league. That's not what I feel like he is as a player. I think he wants too much freedom to be held back by having to pass the ball to other people.
I mean, I don't think he has an issue with passing the ball.
To be Luka Doncic, I feel like he needs to have his hands on the ball a certain amount of times to be Luka Doncic.
But at the same time, he's always involved. Like, when he's on the field, the ball ends up
in his hand one way or another. And that's why he's Luka Doncic.
Yeah. But you don't think if he were to go somewhere else, they wouldn't be feeding him
the ball? I don't think that he's Luka Doncic on another team like he's Luka Doncic on the Mavericks. I still think he's great. I just don't think that he's to the same caliber.
Maybe that, because if you're trading for Luka, you're going to have to give up a lot to make the Mavs even consider it. So maybe he wouldn't have as much as he does here. But even in Dallas, he doesn't have that much, if that makes sense. I think it's the duo of Kyrie and Luka that make it dangerous.
Kyrie, Luka, who else on that team, man? Y'all got Green.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
He's okay.
He's been a little shaky recently, to be honest.
I got Derek Lively, man. It's one of my favorite rookies.
Man, imagine if we would have kept, what's his face, Jalen Brunson.
Y'all weren't going to pay the quota yet.
At the same time.
Y'all gave Kyrie $123 million, and Jalen Brunson went to the Knicks and got $120-something. Y'all wasn't going to pay the quota.
Yeah. We definitely wouldn't have paid that, but
Jalen Brunson been going off.
Do you think he would have been able to blossom into what he's become now if he stayed on the Mavs?
At the same time, I feel like the Mavericks scheme was holding him back as a player because, like I said, he's a certain type of player. Like, you can only make so much for yourself. He was so focused on creating for others, specifically Luka, that it held him back as a player. That's why I was saying that Luka needs to be on a certain type of team where even if it's a big three, I don't see another big time player stepping back and taking a back seat to Luka. Because this is Kyrie's play style. He's a facilitator. So he's an elite scorer as well, but he's also an amazing facilitator. And you need to have Luka needs to have a certain amount. Luka's not a point guard. Even though he's played the point guard, he's not a point guard. He's not a, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know? Even Steph Curry. Steph Curry shoots a million shots a game, but he still has 9, 10 assists every game, 10 to 11. And he still gets the ball where it needs to be. It's just the scheme. It's just Luka's a certain type of player, and he plays. His play style does not promote team fluidity.
If he were to get traded, where do you think he would go? Because I can really only see one team. And
say your team.
It would be disgusting.
Say your team, because I don't really got to. You got to say your team.
I would say the Thunder, because they have a lot of draft picks that they could give up. And
him and SGA can't be on the court at the same time.
You don't think so? No. And then Chet? I forgot about
Chet. I'm not a Chet. I'm not a fan of Chet Holmgren.
I mean, and you can't deny the potential. I won't lie.
I've been watching Chet play since high school.
I'm a Chet hater. I won't even lie, but that would be nasty.
I've been watching Chet play since high school when he was on the team with Jalen Suggs, one of my favorite. And he was you could clearly tell that he was bigger than everybody. He was more dominant than everybody. And he's skinny. You're 7 feet tall. You're 190 pounds, 195 pounds. And that's why he got hurt in the first place. He was playing in the Pro-Am games. Bigger dude came up.
It's done.
I'm not a fan of Chet Holmgren. They got J-Dub. They got J-Will. They got SGA. They got Chet Holmgren. It's too many mouths to feed. And the team is too young.
They'd get rid of a lot of that to get Luka. So it kind of opened it up.
But they got a lot of draft capital, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But the team is too young to be doing something like that. I feel like that they would mess up a really good thing if they tamper with the team right now.
Well, I guess that just about wraps up our show today. We want to thank y'all for joining us today for the locker room.
Definitely.
I know we've been gone for a little bit, but we're gonna keep it going.
Bring some more consistency.
Yep. And we'll see y'all in the next one. Bye, guys.
All right. See y'all later.
Thank you for listening to KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview.
My radio station.
We hope you enjoyed the great content and great discussion, all from a student's perspective. Make sure to follow us on Twitter for the latest updates at KSBM_TVT or on Facebook at KSBM Radio.
Add them on Facebook.
Check them on Facebook.
Take care.